Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 4th, 2023. Materialization of Desires comment. In the article Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, Balha Sulam writes that the entire will to receive materializes, and this place is called our world. The will to receive itself is called man's body, in Hebrew, guf. And the abundance, shefa, received by it is called the measure of vitality in that body. My response, yes, everything consists of a bigger or a smaller desire, which depends on how it is fulfilled and what it eventually feels. This is life. Question, what does it mean that desire materializes? Answer, it feels that it exists and can express itself through other desires and include them in itself. It gives it a sense of existence. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, May 14, 2023. Behind the Veil of Concealment. Question. Many things are hidden from us, that is, the potential of man himself, our future, divine governance, the governance of nature, etc. Which concealment is the most important for us? Answer, the general force of nature, which is called the Creator, is hidden from us. It includes everything and draws everything there is in nature, all parts of it, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human, to some goal. We would like to find out where our part is, what our fate is, but unfortunately it is not yet possible to reveal this. We reveal a little from here, a little from there, but, in principle, the more we do it, the more we realize that something very grandiose, general, and integral is hidden from us, and we ourselves are not in it. From Cab TV's Preface to the Book of Zohar, May 21, 2023. Inside the World Building. Question. Can you give an example of the implementation of one of the universe's principles, for example, revealing the point of free will? Answer, no, the principles themselves do not give us a clear plan for their implementation. Implementation occurs by applying the methodology itself, which gradually explains how to act using these principles in various conditions. There is no such thing as applying one principle without using the others. It is not that you do not use them, you cannot launch them according to your desire. After all, you are inside nature, and these principles are your shell. You exist within them, and they all affect you. Just to understand where you are, we are talking about the universe, what this building in which I exist consists of. But I exist inside all of it, there are walls, a ceiling, and a floor, some furnishings, some conditions, and air. Absolutely everything. However, I am told bit by bit about where I am because I cannot grasp everything at once. Then, gradually, when I work with these principles, everything will come together in one picture. When I live just in this world, I generally perceive it with all my senses, smells, sounds, visual images, tactile and taste sensations. Altogether I perceive it as an image of the present moment. But I can deconstruct it and say, this device perceives sight, this one hearing, and this one something else. Then all this is collected inside me and compared with the pictures that are in my memory archive. And what happens next? How do I understand these images that I perceive now? How do I adapt to and work with them? This is what needs to be explained to the person. The correct picture of the universe practically leads him to the need to change and become similar to it. If I am in some kind of environment that is higher than me, this is world structure for me. If I am like it, I will know where I am and how I can interact with this building of the world, and then I will bring myself to a comfortable state. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Implementation of Principles, March 27, 2011. To understand the Creator. There is one single whole universe that we exist inside of. and in it there are only levels where we exist, levels of attainment, adaptation, and similarity to this single and unique force that embraces everything, creates us, and shapes everything in relation to us. This is how it plays with us in order to bring us to its similarity. It is like the Creator has a drop opposite to him. From this drop he wants to grow something equal to himself through his influences. His entire attitude to you, meaning to this drop, is such that he wants you to take everything else from him into it. In this way you will become the same as he is, but outside of him. Then you will see and will be able to value the greatness of the Creator only from the fact that you will become like him. Question: does it always have to happen through pain? Answer: no, the Creator does not offer you pain. He wishes that you would understand him and would want to become like him. This is the reason he offers you the method of correction, meaning the assumption upon yourself of the properties that he has. In Kabbalah it is called 9 Sephirot that you have to take into your 10th Sephirah, Malkhut. For this purpose, you are given an environment so you would form it for yourself, and it would start influencing you. Play with it as if the environment is the Creator, as if it is doing everything with you. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Route of Success, March 6, 2011. Understand the students. Question: can you understand students who are going through different states? Answer: of course I understand my students. Every Kabbalist does. I remember all my outbursts, ups, downs, and my relationship with the teacher. Nothing new appears in front of me because my students are going through what I once went through. I can only remember myself and see the same in others. Everyone goes through the same states. Question: is your perception of the lesson you are giving completely different from that of the student? It may be harder for him to endure these 3 hours. If you gave lectures once a week, it would be easier than 3 hours every day. Answer: as a professor, I can give one lesson a day, and that would be enough for a professorial norm. But I am not a professor, I am a Kabbalist. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Magic of the Kabbalah Lesson, April 16, 2011. Attainment through Kabbalistic books. The common soul is the only thing that was created in the universe, and it has only one quality, the quality of bestowal and love. To the extent that I can adapt to the common soul by acquiring at least a small quality of bestowal and love, I connect with it and contact is established between us. If I cannot do this, then I feel like all the people in our world that are disconnected from it do not understand what kind of shell they exist within. They do not feel this system. But this is how it should be at the beginning. For thousands of years we have evolved to come to despair and the feeling that there is nothing in our lives, nothing shines ahead, and daily conditions shake us, threaten us, and demand that we understand the reason for our existence. Animalistic fear, necessity, and hopelessness lead people to start demanding this contact. Where is it, how, what for, why, and what are we doing here? And then the book of Zohar comes to meet them. It opens and says, I am the system. By reading me, by being included in me, you connect to the general spiritual system and finally begin to feel what kind of world you live in. After all, you do not feel the world in which you exist. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is a book? April 4, 2011. The only free action. Question: how can an ordinary person implement the Kabbalistic method by hearing about it? Answer: the Kabbalistic methodology is understood only by the one who implements it on himself, and in accordance with this, his idea of the world completely changes. As a result, the method comes down to the fact that I put myself under the influence of the right environment, under the influence of the right, benevolent forces of development, that will force me to change gently, and I try to do everything in my power to change under the influence of the environment. Let us say there is some kind of shell around me. I am told, if you jump 100 times, this shell will affect you, and as a result you will receive some changes. I asked, can I jump 100 times? Yes, you can be sure of that. I jump 100 times and still deserve a reward, that is, I am starting to change. This is how the environment affects me. Question: but why can't even those who have been practicing for more than 15 years come to the realization of spiritual principles? Answer: because they cannot convince themselves that it is important, and this is their only free action. They do not use their freedom of choice. From CabTVs I got a call. The methodology of Kabbalah realization, March 27, 2011. The miracle of revelation. Kabbalah says that there are strict laws in nature. In addition, there are even higher laws, laws of bestowal, which supplement our laws. Our world is based on the laws of reception. The whole form and matter of our world is egoistic and constantly manifests its egoism. Electrons and atoms attract each other and interact with each other, chemical elements grab and attract each other, vegetative nature accumulates all good and squeezes out all bad, animate nature consumes everything for its own benefit, a person mentally does everything for himself, and so on. We are exploring egoism. This is our earthly science. There is another nature, bestowal, which is to give to others, to fill them as much as possible. This nature is absolutely opposite to ours, it is the anti-world. And this is what is researched by Kabbalah. But who can explore the anti-world? A scientist who himself, with his properties, is in it. To the extent that he develops his tools of cognition, he can explore it. Otherwise, the upper world does not exist for him, it is hidden from him. If you ask me to show you something from the anti-world, I will not be able to do it. How will you discover this something if you do not have a single spiritual quality? If you have it, you will see the upper world because you will already have a new sense, the quality of bestowal, and you just need to be taught how to use it and how to control it. The most important thing for us is to find this quality, to see it in ourselves, to develop it. We do everything together, although it is very difficult. The main thing is to reach the first degree, and since you do not yet know what it really is revealed as a miracle. As if something is close and understandable and at the same time completely unforeseen and unpredictable, so is the quality of bestowal to all our desires and thoughts. From CabTVs I got a call. What is a miracle? March 6, 2011. To serve or to help? Question: how should your students annul themselves before you? What should they do? Answer: I am not asking them to do anything for me. I really do not like it when people try to serve me, give me something, and so on. That is why I push such people away. I say only one thing: if you want to do good to me, you should do good to each other. Imagine that instead of me there is a group in front of you, and what you would like to do to me, do to them, and even twice as much. That is all. I am inside the group, I teach, and I am around all the time, but I do not accept such an attitude toward me when someone serves me. In general, if everyone does it a little bit, it is fine. There are people who go for a walk with me, there are people who bring lunch, and there are people who clean my office. I usually prefer women because this is natural for them and they do not have any other opportunity to help. The men, my students, help me in preparing materials and presentations, but in no case do they serve. From CabTVs I got a call. To receive from the teacher, April 13, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, why we need to work. We need to work so that we connect and serve one another, as it is written, go and make a living from each other. Our lives are arranged such that we are forced to connect to each other. I give to you, and you give to me. For example, I give you shoes, and you give me clothes, and another gives me bread and wine, and I give them one or another thing. We thus see that, out of a survival necessity, we are made to communicate with each other. Then, as our desires grow over time, we develop more and more goods and services that increasingly connect us. This process of increasing interconnection and interdependence is a subconscious correction that we undergo. We need to learn why this process unfolds the way that it does, and where it ultimately leads us. For the time being, we can see that our desires' development over history, from small individual desires for food, sex and family, through to more and more egoistic desires where we use others to benefit ourselves, social desires for wealth, honor and power, lead us to a state where we find ourselves becoming increasingly dissatisfied. The human ego that wishes to benefit itself at the expense of others finds more and more sophisticated ways to make shovels for digging its own grave. In other words, our scientific, technological and cultural progress brings us to our inability to satisfy our ego's growing demands, and we remain empty. What do we truly want out of this entire process? Our true desire is to gain a sense of the meaning of life. Although we constantly chase transient pleasures that slip through our fingers, our innermost desire is for an eternal and perfect sensation of life. We subconsciously forget ourselves in life so as not to think about its end, because it is terrible to consider that we part with everything we did. And we did everything just to maintain our animal bodies. Why do we live like that? What is the point? At least an animal does not ask such questions. It turns out that our life without an answer about its ultimate meaning is pointless, insignificant and empty, worse than the life of animals. At least animals do not suffer from existential inquiries. And we, in order not to let questions about our lives' meaning and purpose bother us, constantly try to engage ourselves with all kinds of toys. There is no happy ending for our egoistic desires, but there is a happy life above the ego. The entire purpose of seeing how our ego leads us to a dead end is in order for us to, through the helplessness of trying to satisfy our egoistic desires, come to feel a stronger and stronger need to discover the meaning of life, an eternal and perfect existence. We will then become ready to shift our egoistic approach of trying to satisfy our desires at others' expense, to a new approach. Instead of working primarily for the sake of self-benefit, we would work first and foremost to benefit others. Shifting the place where we feel pleasure, from inside to outside ourselves, is the key to discovering the meaning of life, a new perception that is completely connected with the surrounding reality, where fulfillment expands eternally, and where we sense perfection and wholeness. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call. What is work? With Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman on March 6, 2011. Written, edited by students of Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman.